You're listening to BBC Learning English.
My two main purposes to use the internet. One is to check the news and to communicate with my friends, which are really...
I use the internet a lot, actually. I usually use Google about 10 times a day. I also buy things.
Oh, I would use it for eBay particularly, a very good shopping site.
I use the internet to book holidays because it's much easier to see exactly what you're getting and you get cheaper deals.
My main purpose, I guess, is for research and for getting ideas for a lot of arts and crafts activities.
听到了吗？这些人跟我们说的都是他们为什么要上网。我是孙晨。
And I'm Lily. While most people use the internet for research, communication, shopping and booking holidays, some people use it for plagiarism or to plagiarize.
这还真没想到，还居然有人上网是为了抄人家的东西，剽窃。
The word is spelled PLAGIARISM.Plagiarism. And the verb is to plagiarize.
Plagiarism and plagiarize. 虽然说起来剽窃也算不上是什么新鲜事儿，不过现在通过互联网来剽窃的这股风倒是愈演愈烈。
Yes, there are dozens of websites that offer essay writing services. For a couple of £100, you can have an essay written especially for you and you can pass it off as your own.
就是把别人的东西给抄下来，当成是自己的 ，pass it off as your own.
Well, Danny is a film media student from London who openly admitted to plagiarizing other people's work.
I got into a lot of problems with essay writing due to the fact that I wasn't going to my lectures, and basically I just felt a lot behind. So when it came to writing essays, I didn't have a clue what I was writing or talking about. So I logged onto this website in which I could download other people's essays, and I copy and pasted a lot of chunks of these essays, other people's essays, and passed them off as my own.
敢说自己的东西是抄的，这个 Danny 也是够勇敢的。他是经常逃课，结果不用说，用不了多久他就落下了好多课。到了写论文的时候，他就只有一个办法。
Yes, plagiarism is cheating. He downloaded other people's essays and then was able to copy and paste large chunks of these essays and pass them off as his own.
Large chunks, 大段大段的。不过他还算走运，到了他也没被抓住。
But Danny said that he wouldn't advise new students to do this because he was playing with fire.
Playing with fire, 玩火. Now listen to Danny again.
But if I was to like say to a first year student now, I'd advise against doing that because basically you're playing with fire. I mean, if you do get caught and you'll be thrown off your course and it'll be difficult to get into another university with that on your record.
So that's Danny's advice. Don't take any chances. If you get caught, you'll be thrown out of the university.
可千万不要存有侥幸心理，一旦被发现就会被大学开除。 Don't take any chances.
It will be difficult to get into another university if you get a bad record.
当然到哪儿剽窃输起来都是件挺丢人的事儿。你要是有剽窃的历史，我想没有哪个大学会想要你。有记录的就是 on your record. So how serious is the problem?
Jude Cow is the deputy director for the Center for Excellence at Oxford Brooke University. She's published books on the subject of plagiarism and says it's a big problem.
Most academics would expect about 10% of the work that's submitted by students is not their own work. Of course, it's more common in some disciplines than in others. So, for example, in business and in computing, it's much more common.
那按照 Jude Cow 的说法，现在学生们上交的功课当中，十个人里就得有一个人的作业是抄的。
She also said that it's more common in some subjects, but she used the word disciplines.
Disciplines, 但在这儿的意思呢是学科。
Such as business and computing.
商科还有电脑专业。
Jude goes on to say that the students are not helping themselves at all by just copying other people's work.
What we really want our students to be doing is doing the work of learning. And learning isn't a spectator sport. You can't learn by watching somebody else be learned. You have to get down and dirty and do it yourself. And the real problem with student plagiarism is students are cutting corners, not doing the work, and letting somebody else do the work for them.
I must say that I couldn't agree more here. Learning is definitely not a spectator's sport. You must think and do it yourself.
A spectator's sport, 旁观者的项目。
But with plagiarism, the students are cutting corners. Cutting corners.
这个词组啊，我们可得记住。Cutting corners, 投机取巧。
That's right. Now, let's have a quick recap of the new words and expressions. Plagiarism and to plagiarize.
剽窃。
This is when you copy other people's work and pass it off as your own.To pass off.
就是把什么东西变成是自己的。
If you are doing that, you are playing with fire. To play with fire.
玩火。
Because you can be thrown out of the university. To be thrown out.
开除。
So don't take any chances. To take a chance.
就是碰碰运气。
When it comes to learning, you must never cut corners.To cut corners.
投机取巧
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
欢迎你继续收听由 Lily 和孙晨主持的学英语节目。我们今天的话题啊，说的是互联网抄袭 Online plagiarism.
Every month, more and more websites offering to write students' essays for them appear on the internet. These types of tailor-made essays are called bespoke essays. That is B-E-S-P-O-K-E, bespoke essays.
就是专门指定完成的论文。有一个网站就叫做 ukessays.com, 就专门干这种事儿。创办这个网站的人叫做 Barclay Littlewood, 他就跟我们说到了哪些人是他们的主要客户。
There's a great deal of students at the top universities that use this. We also have a lot of foreign students that have, I think, problems articulating their thoughts into a piece of work in the English language.
他说除了大学生以外，好多外国留学生经常使用他们提供的服务项目。
A lot of foreign students who have problems articulating their thoughts in English, articulating, expressing.
就是把他们的想法表达成文章，表述表达就是 articulating.
Wherever there's demand, there's supply. Now Barclay explains how it works on the web.
You can ask for a skeleton argument, as it were, so an outline of how you would address it. You can ask for an essay or a model answer, or you can ask for certain parts of the question to be addressed.
So this sounds like going to the tailor's shop. Everything is made to measure.
You are right. That's why they are called bespoke essays. You can ask for a skeleton argument or an outline.
A skeleton argument 就是一个提纲。
You can also ask for a certain part of the question to be addressed.
To be addressed, 解答。
Or you can ask for an essay and a model answer.
就是答案范例。But these services are not free, are they?
Of course not. It is estimated that the market in online plagiarism is now worth £200 million per year.
It sounds big business. 这种事儿每年能创造2亿英镑的营业额。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
On BBC Learning English today, we are discussing online plagiarism, 网上剽窃。但是对于教育部门来说，网上抄袭的这种现象的确是个大问题。I wonder if there are any good solutions to this problem.
As far as I know, UK universities have always had measures to deal with the problem of plagiarism.
To deal with, 应对。To deal with the problem of plagiarism.
Jude Cow says there are various solutions that universities can adopt.
There are many, many solutions to that. We need to use assessments and exams much more judiciously to check what knowledge students do have. We need to track and supervise students' work much more closely. But many of these services provide a finished product that the student submits, and that should always worry you when a fully furnished piece of work comes in from a student, especially an important one like a dissertation, that you've never seen being generated.Being produced along the way.
The solutions she suggested include using assessment and exams more judiciously.
Judiciously 就是谨慎的、明智的。她觉得应对这种问题的办法就是要更谨慎的对待论文评分还有考试。
Assessment and exams.
论文评分和考试。
Track and supervise students' work more closely.
更进一步的督促学生的作业。
A dissertation.
就是毕业论文 As an educational expert, she has certainly worked out some good solutions. Let's listen to this clip again.
There are many, many solutions to that. We need to use assessments and exams much more judiciously to check what knowledge students do have. We need to track and supervise students' work much more closely. But many of these services provide a finished product that the student submits, and that should always worry you when a fully furnished piece of work comes in from a student, especially an important one like a dissertation, that you've never seen being generated, being produced along the way.
Well, let's recap some of the words from this clip. Solutions,
就是解决办法。
Assessment and exams,
论文评分和考试。
More judiciously,
更明智谨慎的。
To track and supervise,
说的是督促。
More closely,
更贴近的。
Fully furnished work,
被加工的完美无缺的作业。
Dissertation,
毕业论文。
Well, today we have looked at the problem of online plagiarism in the UK and have heard a lot of different voices in this matter.
不过我们要在这儿问你的问题就是 What do you think of online plagiarism?
That's a good question for you to think about. Are there such cases in China? Well, that's all for today. And from both of us here in London, goodbye.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.